You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your one-stop shop for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach and founder of the College of Confidence, and I teach women how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to train your thoughts. Let's get started. Hey guys, it's Trish, your host of the Confidence Podcast, and this is episode number 384. I'm just happy you're here today. I'm recording this in the time of the coronavirus when we are in social isolation for my family and I. This is day 17 or 18. And whether you're listening live and you've been staying up to date and, you know, getting our bonus episodes that we've been releasing to help you have a powerful and peace-filled perspective in this time of panic, or maybe you're a year into the future, it doesn't matter. I know there's a crisis of some sort going on in your life because that is life. Life is uncertain. And side note, if you are in the future listening, that gives me hope right now as I record, because you're able to say, you know, the history of what is happening. But I appreciate this time of uncertainty because it does remind me that we're human, that we have so many things we want to control and we can't. And so this is a process of letting go and learning to say, God, I trust you, that the world is big and we need each other and that we can build community even though we aren't doing our normal lives. I know there's so many gifts and challenges that come from this time, but we're not actually talking specifically about COVID-19 today. We're talking about a subject that I know so many of you really love hearing about, which is how to stop caring what people think. But we're going a little bit different. We're going about, usually I coach on how to stop caring what people think, but this is the same thing, but we're just calling it how to get the right people to like you. So because we care what people think, because we so desperately want to control who likes us and who doesn't, getting the right people to like you is the result of learning how to stop caring what people think. So this episode today is going to teach you how to let go of caring what people think about you. And you're also going to learn how to find and create the right friend group for yourself. As always, you can get the show notes for today's episode at trishblackwell.com/384. We're going to be talking about how to get the right people to like you, the two major types of people and how to distinguish between them. And I have a challenge I'm going to close out today's episode with to help you let go of caring too much. Before we dive into the coaching, our review of the week is it's from Jayla Billens. And she said, this is an awesome podcast. It has changed my life. And girl, thank you. And I am inspired by you by just doing a simple podcast review, because I think so many listeners out there are thinking, Trish, girl, I'm going to write that review. And then you guys don't, because I think you think, well, I got to make it really good. It doesn't need to be super good, because I'm as happy with two sentences as with two paragraphs. I love that feedback. And I love the opportunity it gives for this show to be able to grow in the algorithms, to reach more people who I want to just join into our community, our family of contagious encouragement. So do the right thing. Pause this episode right now. Go write that review. Hit subscribe. Sharing is caring. So, and then one final, in this time of crisis, I wanted to announce, if you're on my email list, you already saw this, but I am opening up coaching opportunity. My coaching has been booked. I was creating a waiting list, but in this time of uncertainty, it is actually my professional obligation to show up more and for my family and I to make time more available to serve you. And so because of that, my husband and I are working out extra coaching hours where I can take private clients, not on a long-term basis, but so that you can get what I'm calling micro coaching sessions for crisis management. So if you've ever considered hiring a life coach, a mindset coach, a career coach, or me, this time is the most important time more than ever to do so, to manage your mindset. I know that it's intimidating to invest in yourself, but the value you will get from even just one or two private coaching sessions can quite possibly change your life. And I know that it will change your experience of what you're walking through in this pandemic and in your challenges and your mindset. What we're going to be doing is we're doing the calls on in my Zoom room. That way I can record them for you to review and that you can reflect and work work through them, as well as the notes that the follow-up notes and focuses that I give each of my clients between sessions. So these are micro sessions. They're just 30 minutes, and it's a discounted rate of over 50% of what my coaching typically costs. You can shoot me an email, trish@trishblackwell.com. If this is something that you think might be a helpful thing for you in this time of unknown, in this time of new norm. Some things that some people are getting coaching on for, and what I'm calling crisis management, are how to stay positive when the world feels so panicked, how to take the most fearful thoughts and anxiety that you have and use it for good, how to make this season an opportunity for your personal growth, how to not panic about your business or your entrepreneurial plan or your career goals, how to stay on track for your weight loss goals without a gym or your normal structure, how to work from home and stay socially isolated without getting depressed, how to pivot your business efforts and marketing to work within this new economy, how to stay motivated while staying at home and not giving into buffering or numbing or self-sabotage, bad behaviors, how to use any career setbacks to transition confidently into a new career, how to create a routine that brings you joy at this time, not anxiety or stress, how to stretch your faith and feel good during the crisis instead of tossing and turning at night. And those are just a few. Again, you can meet with me once, you can meet with me twice. It's 50% of what I ever offer, and I never do 30-minute sessions. I wanted to make it affordable and accessible for everyone. Okay, so let's talk about why I wanted to talk about getting the right people to like you. Because we can't control people's opinions of us, but we can control the opinions of those of people who we esteem. And those are the people that we spend the most time with. And so here's a question that's come up a lot in my coaching with my members in the College of Confidence and my one-on-one clients is, how are you supposed to confidently make good friends with good people, right? Like, well, how do I do that? Like, or how do you break the cycle of trying too hard to get people to like you? How do you learn to figure out who's going to be life-giving or who's going to be soul-sucking in your life? And there's a couple of things. And the one thing I will say that's COVID-19 related to today's coaching is in the last few weeks, if you looked around, especially when here in the United States, there were a lot of people who were in denial that this would impact our country, that there was this superiority complex or this youth complex of, well, I'm not 60 years or older, and so therefore I'm not at risk. And so, yes, I'm still going to go on spring break, and I don't care about social distancing. I'm above the rules. And there was a lot of frustrations going on between people who were following what was recommended and people who thought that it's no big deal, I'll just wash my hands. And I thought it was an interesting division between really understanding who was what I'm going to categorize as self-focused and who was other-focused. And I use these terms because in coaching, I use these with my clients to help determine what kind of person you want to be and also what kind of person you want to be friends with and have relationships with. I've had some clients who've been frustrated with their friends and they've put a lot of effort in and you don't get that effort back. And when you really peel back the onion, you realize that they're good people, right? But these friends that end up feeling selfish or feeling like they're not giving to the friendship or relationship as much as that other person, they are self-focused people. And then there's another friend group that might be other-focused. And when you categorize people into that, I like that self-focused because let's be honest, you guys, we're all selfish. I'm not calling these people blatantly selfish because we are fundamentally all selfish. All you need to do is have a child and realize that we are born into selfishness. And there are some of us, we were working on it, but still human nature. And it's something we work on daily, right? And letting that go and surrendering that and shedding it. But the focus of saying I want to be self-focused or other-focused is very interesting, I think, and as far as a distinguishing line between your personal growth. I have had phases in my life where I've been very self-focused. And I say that not proudly, but in total honesty, so you can do that same thing for yourself. Look at the times of your life when you were super self-focused and ask yourself, when did the shift happen? Maybe the shift hasn't happened. Maybe it's happening right now. Or maybe you can look back and see a line in the sand when you realize that the world was bigger than your goals, that you were called something higher than your own personal goals of success, that it was your goals of success and growth were ultimately so that you could serve others, that this other focused desire is to give more to the world than you take from it, right? And so it was interesting for me going back to what they're calling COVIDiots in the well, in news articles, is the people who are ignoring precautions and people who weren't in the, because the justification for ignoring social distancing was, well, I'm fine. And the real reason for somebody who, even with great health, great immunity, supposedly low risk, it's not about you. It's about you being a carrier for somebody who is at risk, who somebody's grandma, who you don't even know, but you contact, you were somewhere in public and that somebody else caught it and then passed it to their grandma. Like this larger impact than just, well, I'm fine, so it's okay. And it was really interesting when you watch that and you see what people did who had a self-focus, they just kept doing their thing. And the people who had a other focus, even if they were okay, they weren't maybe high risk, but they cared about their neighbor. They cared about their neighbor's grandparents. They cared about their grandma. They cared about, and the reality is that we have since learned that this is not a targeting only older people, like, but there was false information to start. And so it was, but it was just so demonstrative of what we do and what we disregard when we think that we're the only ones that matter. And I don't say it in a way, I feel like I want to be cautious to not say like, how could they behave that way? Because I've certainly behaved that way in my own life. And I think if you were honest, you have too. But when it comes to today's topic of how do you choose the right people for your life? I think that's the measuring element. And then also, how do you know how you want to grow? I mean, you're listening to this podcast because you're interested in personal growth and personal development. Well, how do you grow now? How do you grow beyond that? Well, I think you can ask yourself, and one of my prayers would be, and has been, Lord, show me where my heart is still self-focused. Show me where it needs to be other-focused. And I can even watch the trajectory of my business and my writing and my podcasting in it. As an entrepreneur, I'm highly focused and motivated and I'm goal-driven and I've got these thresholds I'm trying to reach, of course. And that takes some self-focus, but I can only get so far when the self-focus and the drive is about me. The way I get to the next level, to the next reach of authority, the next ability to impact others is if I'm really more other-focused than self-focused. And it's a constant challenge. So if you want to grow, ask yourself that. Like, it comes down to learning how to assess where your heart is. And the more you can learn if your heart is being self-focused, being only looking out for your own interests, or other-focused, is more you are able to do that, the more you'll be able to kind of get a sense of, an innate sense in your gut of who that you know and you see in your meeting is where. And that's not, let me be clear, it's not to say that we aren't friends with people who are self-focused. It's that our expectations and our standards for what they're going to give back to us is modified, right? I have tons of really good, close, intimate friends who would fall into the category right now, depending upon the season of life, of being self-focused. And I love them just the same. My expectation of what I'm going to receive in return of them is different. So I, of course, love generously and I give generously and I show up generously the same way I would be for somebody who's other focused, but what I expect back is modified. And to be honest, I pour more into my intimate relationships, those five people that they say, you know, we become most like the five people we spend our time with. Those people, only to get into that inner circle of mine, that you have to be other focused. Right. So it's like my self-focused, I have self-focused and other focused people interwoven all throughout my layers of circles in my life. But the deepest, the most intimate, they're only the other focus. I've learned that sort of like that's the measuring stick, so to speak. And so when you can more accurately help determine what season of growth somebody's in their life, well, you'll learn what level to trust. And you guys, at the end of the day, to answer the question, how to get the right people to like you, I really don't care if the self-focused people like me, right? Like, because they're really only focused on themselves. Like, and it's so simple. I'm so oversimplifying it as I say it. But you can take this concept and it truly does play out. And I really, that gives me so much peace and so much relief to say, it's not about, I don't have to, one, I can do anything I can do. I can jump through all the hoops and look a certain way and be cool in this, say these things this way and have my house look this way. And that person's going to finally think I'm cool. Or maybe they're not. Right? I don't know, because it just depends upon them and their opinion at that moment. And it's about who am I to them? Am I building, how can they use me? Right? Whereas another focused person, they don't have that kind of self-focused motivation. So I think when we sometimes run ourselves ragged, desperate to get the opinion of the thumbs up from somebody who really doesn't think about anybody but themselves. So there's freedom in this when you realize that not caring what people think about you has a lot to do. It has less to do with like, oh, I just don't care. Like that's not human. It has more to do with knowing who matters, whose opinion matters and who doesn't. Everyone matters, okay? But whose opinion matters and whose doesn't. Because the opinion of a self-focused person, their opinion is only about themselves. And so you can sort of put them on the back burner and release yourself from that focus. If I were to give you a description of a self-focused person versus other focused person. So I put them into actually four categories. A self-focused person is interested in self-promotion, in getting attention, and in getting praise. An other-focused person is interested in making a difference, in having authority versus attention, and in living out their purpose. A self-focused person thinks about proving themselves and wanting to stand out from the crowd. They're desperate to stand out and be special. An other-focused person thinks about how they are loved and how to share that love with others. A self-focused person is driven to be better than others because they want to be special or famous or noticed. An other-focused person is driven to have influence over others because they want to make a positive difference. A self-focused person has a mindset of scarcity and competition, always thinking about what's next and how to get better and how to be better and to be the best. And an other-focused person has a mindset of abundance and collaboration, working to be present and grateful. Now, it can become so much more complex than that. But at the end of the day, I think that we kind of hopscotch back and forth between those two sides. And obviously, when you lay out the list like that, the ideal is to be an other-focused person. And I think that you can take your self-focused base and we can purify it a little bit and say like, all right, well, how do I become somebody rather than scarcity and competition? Step into abundance and collaboration. Maybe that's a whole coaching concept for you and a whole journaling process. And when we know we are deeply loved, we bloom. Like if the ultimate answer to confidence is to know that you are deeply loved. Because when you are deeply loved, you bloom. And you may be like, well, that's great, but I'm not loved. I need you to know you have the God of the universe who adores you. And if you can learn to understand what that is, you will bloom. And so you don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to be thinner. You don't have to be more successful. You don't have to be wittier. You don't have to be more wealthy. You are loved because of who you are right now. Like flaws, warts, like everything. The extra 5 pounds, the extra 50 pounds, the complexity of your life and all. You are loved. And so I just want to encourage you to get the right people to like you. You have to know who the right people are. And I want to give you permission to kindly, right, compassionately, not judgingly, but compassionately categorize people, not of like they're self-focused and they're other-focused, but in a categorization so that you can compartmentalize whose opinion really truly matters to you. I think we lose so much sleep over the opinions of people who aren't even thinking about us. Well, why aren't they thinking about us? Well, because they're self-focused. And when you can tie those two together, you can actually go, well, how do I know they're not thinking about me? Well, I know they're not thinking about me because I know they're only thinking about themselves. It's kind of freeing when you simplify it like that, right? It really can be that simple. And I know that as far as getting the right people to like you, how do you build a network of people? How do you let go of going in your mind and thinking, well, they're probably thinking this about me and this and this and this and this. And maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but what people think about you is none of your business. It just simply isn't. No one likes anyone that's nosy, right? We don't like nosy people typically as a culture, as a society. So don't be nosy, all right? Don't be nosy about somebody's opinion. I desperately wish I could know every one of yours' opinion about me. Like I do, but guess what? It's not my business. Because that's hard. I am in the process every month. I feel like I'm getting I'm learning more growth in this, but like letting it go. And sometimes I've spoken about my faith, and I know not everybody that listens shares the same faith as me. And I gotta be okay with that. Of course I'm okay with that. I gotta be okay with you thinking, oh gosh, here she's talking about God again. But I can't not be true to what God's put in my heart, right? So I've had to learn how to let go of what you, like my listener, might think when I say something that you might not like. And so please know that these are concepts I deal with too. And if just learning how to let go of someone's opinion of you, whether they're an opinion you want or they don't, like just the process of saying, hey, they have the right to think that about me. It's okay. It's okay if they like me. It's okay if they don't. And which leads me to our challenge. I told you that I have a challenge for you to help really get the right people to like you, which again, getting the right people to like you is less about doing anything. You don't have to do anything. You just need to be you, and you need to know that there are going to be people who like you and people who don't. Let's leave it at that. You know, one of the things we did, I was telling my students in the College Confidence, we've been doing a lot of, with this coronavirus, we've been doing a lot of bonus live coaching sessions because again, now more than ever, I need to show up for my people in ways I've never done it before. So we're meeting 3 times a week live. So, hey, if you've ever thought about joining the College Confidence, this is the time. This is when we're doing the most live group coaching that we've ever done. If you need encouragement, if you need some community, come to collegeconfidence.com. Don't delay. We've got three live coaching sessions this week, plus our normally scheduled one, plus our 27 courses we have, plus our 24/7 forum. If you want to get your mind right and train your thoughts, College Confidence is where to do it. But okay, so I get, but I was telling my students that, you know, we just moved into a new house about a week and a half ago. I'm so excited. There's no better time to quarantine than when you just move into a new home and you need to like organize, and it's been brilliant. I mean, I'm so thankful for the timing of this. But it's been a challenge. It's a challenge to move into a new neighborhood, not know anyone, and then not be allowed to leave your house. And so what I did is I custom designed some postcards and put a photo of my family on the front and the back and introduced ourselves and said, hey, you know, it's Trish, Brandon, Ellie, and Trish. We're at this new address. In the spirit of social distancing, we wanted to introduce ourselves in your mailbox. So if you see us waving, that's us. And we'd love to hear from you. When social distancing is over and is a thing of the past, we can't wait to meet you in person and hang out. But in the meantime, here's our email, our phone number, our Facebook, our Instagram. Please connect with us virtually. And you guys, I put the card, I was telling my College Confidence, I was like, all right, guys, here's the thing. When you think of something creative and a way to love people and reach out and do it, it doesn't, because I did it, I designed it. And when I got the cards in the mail and I was going to go put them in my, you know, neighbor's mailboxes, I felt two things. I was really excited. Like, this is a great idea. I'm so stoked. The cards came out beautifully. Like the printing was on point. I was so happy. I'm the type of person, if I'd gotten in my mailbox, I'd be like, oh, I love this person already. Then I had shame. I got swept with shame at the same time. I went, oh, somebody's going to get this and roll their eyes. Somebody's going to go, oh, like, this girl's annoying. Like I don't want to meet her. Or, oh, they just moved in and she already custom designed these cards. Oh gosh, she's one of them. I already created stories about what some of my neighbors might think because I might be quote unquote too much. And you guys, I went home to the college, gotta let it go. Because the people that I'm gonna want to have great relationships, I want to love on my neighbors in period. And I knew I needed to do something proactive immediately to say, we're in the neighborhood. I want to connect with you. I want to love you. And here's how you get in contact with me. But they're going to be neighbors who like me and I'm going to have great relationships with. And there are going to be neighbors who don't. And I got to be okay with that. And it was funny to just go, wow, like it doesn't matter if they like me or don't. The right thing was to reach out and say, hey, we're here. Can't wait to meet you. You matter to us. And so I say that's another example. These examples of like letting the right people like you and letting go of the people who don't, it's a daily process for all of us. And it's going to manifest in lots of different ways. So I want to encourage you, especially in this time of, if you're listening live, in this time of isolation and social distancing, man, if you get an idea to reach out and do it. I've seen posts about people having coffee together by, you know, parking their cars 6 feet apart and drinking coffee. I rolled up to my friend's house the other day, rolled my window down, and she sat on her porch and I talked to her out the window. Just, we need each other. And if you think of an idea and you're like, oh, they're going to think that's stupid, who cares? Suggest it anyways. Loving is always the right answer. Even if someone thinks it's too much or too nerdy or too whatever, remember the right people's opinions are the ones who are going to receive that and go, oh, what a great idea. I love it and I love you, right? Okay, so here's the challenge. Here is the challenge. It's called They're Allowed to Not Like Me Challenge. Okay, so it's 5 steps. And again, you can get the show notes so you can go back through this at trishblackwell.com/384. Number one, write out the names of 3 people right now, 3 people that you're worried don't like you. They might be hypothetical people or people you actually know, but somebody you see at the gym, maybe a teacher of yours, maybe a sister-in-law. Write out the names of the people you think might not like you. Number two, then write out what it would mean if they didn't like you. Like, what bearing does this have on your life? What does it actually mean? Maybe the person you worried might be like a bartender at your favorite wine bar. And for some reason, you get that weird vibe from them. And you're like, I think they roll their eyes when I come in. So again, it could be an acquaintance or somebody as close as a family member. Write out what it means if they really don't actually like you. Number three, ask yourself if you even like them and why their opinion of you matters to you. Why does it matter? Number four, be honest. Does their opinion of you challenge or change your overall happiness or life? Again, be honest. Does their opinion of you challenge or change your overall happiness or your life? And then number five, repeat out loud. Okay, do it with me. People are allowed to not like me. Did you say it? I'm going to do it again. I'm going to give you that intentional pause. People are allowed to not like me. And you guys, I would recommend you do this in a journaling context. If you don't have a journal, go to Amazon right now and buy one. You just need a blank piece of paper. There's no right or wrong way to journal, but this would be a whole journaling exercise. If you want a structured way to journal, go check out my Freedom Journal. It's my method of journaling. It's what has changed my life in journaling. And I walk you through with 7 days of free videos, and I give you my whole journaling template. You can get that at trishblackwell.com/freedomjournal. But yeah, do this They're Not Allowed to Like Me challenge. And let's get beyond that so that you can get beyond being losing some of your mental and intellectual capacity to things that are just throwing it down the drain. I'd rather you use your mind and your heart to love others, to show up in the world, and to not to be distracted or burdened by caring what people think. So, okay. And if you scroll through we have like, I think 4 other episodes on how to stop caring what people think. So go back into our archives, scroll through, you'll find those. And before we highlight our listener of the episode, I just want to remind you, I want to invite you to be a patron of the podcast. It costs us a significant amount of money and time to produce each episode for you for free, which of course we will always continue to doing, whether we have 1 listener or 1 million. But if you are a fan, if you consider yourself a binge listener to the Confidence Podcast, then you need to binge listen to all of the episodes that we have, because we got bonus episodes for our patrons only. For $5 a month, you can support this show with the cost of producing it, and you get 2 extra bonus podcast episodes per month, plus some other perks. So go check it out at patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. That's spelled patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. So our listener of the episode is short and sweet, Erin Harding, and she just said, Trish, thanks for being someone who lifts up people in moments of fear and uncertainty. Your light, courage, and hopefulness are contagious, and I'm so happy to have stumbled upon your podcast. Have a great day, Erin. And Erin, I hope you have a great day. And you guys, I hope that you know that the work you're doing in your heart and in your mindset is also contagious. Together, we are a movement rising of contagious courage, confidence, and encouragement. And I'm so happy to be on the ride with you. Now go out there today. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free. Thanks for hanging out today. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, we invite you to check out collegeofconfidence.com. The College of Confidence is the essential resource for anyone committed to training their thoughts and elevating their confidence. Students in the College of Confidence get exclusive access to my best coaching resources and courses, and it's all done at a self-study pace that will fit into anyone's lifestyle. If you're looking for the next step beyond the podcast, this is it. With our extensive course library, monthly trainings, live coaching calls, and exclusive Ask Anything forum, you get the most affordable and accessible coaching support available online. The College of Confidence is a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice. It is the place where we coach you to step confidently into the calling that God created you to live out. Check it out and join us today at collegeofconfidence.com.